Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. And we do know that one of the very best ways to do that is by learning new and fascinating information, and that's why I am especially excited to introduce our guest today, Heather Pringle. Heather is a science writer who specializes in archaeology, but not only is she known for her groundbreaking research, she's a highly regarded author who's written four other books and numerous articles that have been featured in such well-known publications as National Geographic magazines, Discover, Scientific American, and Archaeology. But we are lucky to have Heather join us today to share all about her latest work. It is a revolutionary look at Viking culture and history, which has long been considered a male-only domain. But Heather, through her extensive research, has spearheaded a 180-degree shift in that gender bias. She's transformed the entire way we look at Viking culture, and her book is called The North Women, Untold Stories from the Other Half of the Viking World. You can tell I am very excited to welcome you. So hi there, Heather.
Hi, and thanks so much for inviting me on this show. I'm just delighted that you're so interested in the subject.
Well, it is a fascinating topic, and it's got my double X's jumping up and down, screaming all over the place, because it's not only innovative, but it's really important, and especially to our gender. And I mentioned that according to my own DNA, I think my ancestors are very happy with you. I want to say that. But let's begin. Of course, you write a lot about archaeology, but at the intro of the book, you tell a little bit about how you became interested in Viking women, but please give us a little background about that, and then also don't forget to tell us about the woman from Birka.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, well, I got interested during a visit that I made to Oslo in Norway, and there is a museum there, which was then called the Viking Ship Museum. And the star attraction inside the Viking Ship Museum was a Viking ship that was used as a burial chamber. It was towed onto the land and then used as a giant burial chamber for two important people. And archaeologists, I mean, just to take a step back for a moment, the local people referred to that mound as a king's mound. It was assumed that the people buried inside that that great mound would be, would either be a male lord or a male king. And so when archaeologists arrived on the scene, they began excavating the mound very carefully. They realized it was a burial mound. And they found, of course, this big giant, this big ship. The ship was big enough to hold a crew of 30. And they start excavating inside the ship, and they found human remains plus all kinds of wonderful exotic things, and costly things, tapestries, ceremonial carts, clothing made of silk that had been imported from Asia. So there was an extensive excavation, and there was a big scientific project to examine the human remains. And lo and behold, when they really got down to the scientific study of the human remains, the two individuals buried in that ship turned out not to be male at all. They were female. They were women. And this burial, it's incredible. This burial is the most lavish burial known to archaeologists today in the entire Viking world. So it's a very lavish burial. And contrary to what people once thought, that it would hold the bodies, the body of a man, it held the bodies of two women. So, I mean, this is stunning. And when I couldn't believe it. And I thought, I'd always thought of the Vikings as, big brawny guys, a world steeped in testosterone. and I realized I'd been missing a big chunk of the picture. Here we have, from this ship in the Viking Ship Museum, this burial, two women, very powerful women, obviously. So that was one of the big sparks to this book. The other was just a stunning find that was made in Sweden. The archaeologists had excavated a grave in the early 1900s, or pardon me, the late 1900s, pardon me, around 1877. Anyway, they had excavated this grave. It was, the grave was right near a military garrison, practically right next door, and the grave was stuffed with Viking weapons, you know, a sword, two spears, two shields, a battle knife for hand-to-hand combat, all kinds of equestrian gear, two horses. You know, it was actually thought of as being the textbook example of a male warrior's grave, and probably a very important male warrior, probably a military commander. So, you know, time passes, and a few years ago, researchers were doing DNA studies of individuals that were buried in this area, in this cemetery next to the military garrison, and they ran DNA tests on this iconic male warrior. And what did they discover? Oh my, they discovered that the warrior in question wasn't male at all. That
yes.
warrior was a female. I mean, oh my gosh, you know, and boy, was that controversial. It just stirred up a huge storm of controversy. Because, you know, most male archaeologists, Scandinavian archaeologists, let's say, had for decades and decades assumed that Viking women spent their days as homemakers and mothers, much like 1950s housewives. And
honey, I'm home.
Yeah, exactly. And lo and behold, in this grave, you know, what do they find? A weapon-filled grave, the textbook example of a male warrior, and whoa, it's a, you know, it's a female.
Yay, so, Heather.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's so interesting.
Well, and as before we went on there, we had a chance to talk, and I was saying you were on a quest, you were on a mission, and as you uncovered each one of these gems, it must have been so exciting. So share with our listeners and me some of the roles, the surprising roles, well, maybe not so surprising for us, but that women played in the Viking history and culture.
Yeah, absolutely, sure. You know, like, and just to make one point here, I mean, you know, we find rebels in just about every society, you know, the people that don't want to go along with the standard way of doing things. They rebel against the traditional practices or traditional gender roles that are assigned. And, you know, it makes sense that some women rebelled against this traditional idea of becoming a homemaker, a wife, and a mother. Those are important roles, but some women clearly did rebel against that. They wanted to play a larger role. And so we have evidence of queens, power brokers, alliance builders, explorers, settlers, landowners. Some women owned large estates. And their burials are marked in such a way with a mound to indicate that they were property owners. Some women were, as I said, warriors, military commanders, and some were sorceresses and magic workers. So, you know, that's quite a range. That's quite a range of things. And, you know, and some women were clearly doing, you know, the traditional things like home, you know, being moms and homemakers. But they were also, as you said when we were talking before the interview, multitasking like crazy. So I think it's really an interesting picture. And it's not what, you know, a lot of archaeologists, you know, were expecting.
Absolutely not. You opened this just amazing new view into the women of that time. My favorite part, of course, was that the Vikings were into magic, and there were a lot of sorceresses. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how our ancestors were ancestresses, I guess, were sorceresses.
Okay, well, it's quite interesting because Sorcery and magic were, in the Viking world, those were the purviews of women. Men did not want to become sorcerers because, you know, in battle, for example, they wanted to fight, you know, hand to hand with weapons. Whereas sorceresses were thought, some very powerful sorceresses were thought to practice battle magic. And what that meant was they cast enchantments in order to influence the outcome of important battles. It's interesting because some of these women actually married Viking warlords. And so there was this kind of partnership where some of the men were warlords and some of their wives were these powerful magic workers and probably practiced, you know, what was thought to be battle magic. So, you know, I found that just absolutely fascinating. We find evidence today, archaeologists, and I'm a science writer, not an archaeologist, but archaeologists find evidence today, graves of some very high status women, of the tools that are mentioned in saga accounts in the old stories of sorceresses told in Scandinavia. So, for example, many of the saga accounts describe sorceresses using a staff, either a metal or a wooden staff. You know, you might think of a magic wand, for example, but these were, you know, real objects, and they could use them in a variety of ways in their enchantments. Well, archaeologists have taken a look through burial records of very high status women looking for some of these objects. I mean, others, you know, leather pouches with magical amulets, unusual pieces of clothing. So there's a list of things that sort of are described as the toolkit of a sorceress, if you like. And, you know, they have actually found these items in the graves of about 10 women that they've been able to reasonably identify as sorceresses in the Viking world. So, I mean, I find that fascinating. I mean, they have good evidence of it.
Wow. Well, Heather, I wish we could go on and on and on. This is just so interesting. And I, again, thank you for all of womankind. I'm representing our whole gender. No, for finding this out. And I also want our listeners to know this book is rich, of course, in detail and science and all that good stuff. But you begin each chapter with like kind of a fictional portrait, and you're a fabulous writer. So it really draws you in. And I am a huge fan. I'll just say that. And thank you for all your work and this fabulous information and your expertise and your passion.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And it's a real honor and pleasure to have been invited on your show. Thank you.
Well, Heather, believe me, likewise, I'm so glad to get to know you. And for you listeners out there, please understand, this is an exciting book. It really is, and it's a treasure trove of lots of information about our female history and things that we should have been accredited for a long time ago. That our friend Heather Priegel has uncovered for us. The book is called The North Women, Untold Stories from the Other Half of the Viking World. It's a fascinating read, and I hope you'll pick it up. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.